Welcome back to another episode of Impacted with Ailey Viasdi. I'm your host, Zafina Henry. Fine arts is one of the most happening departments we have in our district. It's one big umbrella under which we have 13 different programs. Today we're going to talk about two out of them, music and arts on the elementary level. And for that, we have two amazing fine arts teachers with us. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Amanda Tabor. I teach at Mahaney Elementary. And I am the district lead music teacher for elementary. I've taught in Ailey for 20 years. So I've just really seen a lot of kids grow up here, and it's been really amazing. It's been a great experience.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you for being here with
us.
Thanks. I'm Jeremy Vanley. I teach at Hicks Elementary. I've been the art teacher there for 3 years. I've been working for the district for a decade. So I've been the art lead. This is my first year being the elementary art lead, and I'm just really excited to work with our teachers and with our students and just, you know, provide the best art education we can provide.
Yeah. And we are so lucky to have both of y'all teach here at
Ailey
FISD. Why did y'all choose fine arts? What was your passion behind that?
I've just always grew up singing ever since I can remember. I wanted to be a doctor for some reason. Why would I want to do that? But I got into high school and I just saw my choir teacher and what he did and how much he loved it. Mm-hmm. And my mind changed instantly. And it's been forever since then. Just that's what I wanted to do, was teach music. So I taught choir fifth and sixth grade at Owens Intermediate here in Ailey, and Kilo Middle School Choir, and then out Mahaney now for 15 years. So it's really cool to be able to give those experiences to kids, like how I got when I was young too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds so similar to my experience because, you know, I was one of those art kids. I loved art class as an elementary kid. And then in high school, I had a really important art teacher that really supported me and helped me get a scholarship to the University of Arizona. And from there, I transferred to UT and I graduated with a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and then kind of got into different things in my career. And then education was kind of a second career for me. And initially, I was a classroom teacher, but I always knew in the back of my mind that I was going to eventually become an art teacher. And then when the opportunity came along, you know, it's just been really great because it's kind of the marrying up my passions, mm-hmm. teaching and being an artist and providing those opportunities for kids. And it's nice to kind of do what was done for me that was so influential for me, for sure.
And what's cool about elementary is we get to see the kids from kindergarten through fourth grade, like just grow up and see them evolve as a musician or an artist you know, see where their interests lie going forth. So it's really neat.
Yeah, no doubt. You really see a lot of growth when it comes to being an elementary teacher. I mean, from kindergarten to second to third, it's just amazing to see how much they grow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I know we have students participate in events. Every week, I feel like there's something going
on with
fine arts. They're always doing nationals, regionals, something, and they're always bringing home prizes and awards and just, you know, putting our district's name out there.
Right.
So I would like to talk more about the events that's going on in our district right now with music. Let's start with that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of partnerships across the city. And one of the ones that just started this year was a partnership with the Hobby Center, where they've offered opportunities for our fifth graders at, we have fifth grade at three elementary campuses and then the rest are at the intermediate. But they've offered opportunities for fifth grade to go see performances at the Hobby Center.
Awesome.
So getting to see a live musical or, you know, whatever they're doing there, a play, and getting the kids interested in that, you know, branch of our fine arts, because I mean, it spreads out. We also have a partnership for years with the Houston Symphony. So every year is a fourth grade field trip to the Houston Symphony, and it's really awesome how they do it. They invite everybody from all over the city, but they gear their show. It's always has a theme. One year it was like weather related. So, I mean, we got to see music that sounded like thunderstorms and it was just really neat how they theme it. This year was focused more on the instrument groups.
Okay.
And so they played, like, each group played a thing, then they all played together and the kids got to listen to music from like Harry Potter and things that they recognized, but also things that were outside of their realm that they were like, ooh, this is pretty neat, you know. And so that partnership with Houston Symphony has just been ongoing. So that's been really
nice. So do they go in expecting, do they know what to expect when they're going? Are they excited for certain things, or like, are they just mind blown as they get there?
We try to prepare them. Like, mm-hmm. this is how you're a proper audience participant, mm-hmm. and to, you know, give them the rules about audience manners and things. We describe like the building and the venue, and we have them dress up because it's an important event. And so some of them, you know, get to go downtown for the first time, mm-hmm. and seeing all the buildings and everything. So it's just a really cool experience. But then they walk in and they're like, whoa. And mm-hmm. Then the, you know, they get to hear it live and see the musicians live and mm-hmm. things. And so it's been an awesome experience. I like to take pictures as they're walking in, their awesome. First look. So
that's so awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I was a fourth grade teacher at one point before I became an art teacher, and I got the opportunity to go to the symphony with the kids, and it's such a great event.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
And they love it. They're very interactive. So the conductor on the stage is interacting with the kids and asking questions. So it's very interactive. They don't just make them sit for, you know,
that's
an hour.
Such a good opportunity. Mm-hmm. Is there a criteria, or how do we select the children that get to go?
It's all of fourth grade. So they offer tickets for all fourth graders across the campus.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Great.
What other events are we looking forward to, or anything that's going on?
We have another partnership that just came about this year, which has been really amazing. It's the Bayou City Youth Ballet Company. Mm-hmm. And they're located right here close to A-Leaf. They're in the West Chase District. And they have put together an A-Leaf Community Ballet, which is happening next weekend, the 9th and 10th.
Okay.
They held these auditions, and we had about 200 to 300 kids come out, just second through fifth grade, who were interested. And they had to whittle that down to 40 kids. I don't know how they did it, because they were so cute. And they just were just so excited. But they chose 40 children, second through fifth grade across A-Leaf, and they get to perform this weekend, next weekend, the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And this is the first time the district's getting this opportunity, right?
It's the inaugural A-Leaf Community Ballet.
Such a huge honor.
Yeah, so they get to dance with professional dancers on stage, and it's just
an unforgettable experience.
Yes, my students that have made it are... they can't stop telling me about it. So they're like,
awesome.
We got fitted for our costumes.
Wow.
And so they're just really excited. I think the community's going to love it. There's still tickets available. So it'll be at Kerr High School next weekend. The 9th, it's at 5 p.m. And then the 10th on Sunday is at 2 p.m.
That
in the afternoon.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all that. Now to art.
Okay. So.
Sorry, I got excited.
No, that's great. So next week is our big Houston Rodeo, Livestock Rodeo art show for A-Leaf, and that's happening at MATA. We have a parent night this Wednesday from 5 to 7. So what really rodeo represents is it represents all the great art that kids have been working on for the beginning of the year till now. And, you know, it's a Western-themed art show. And so from there we have, you know, on Monday they're hanging the art on Tuesday we're judging it, and then Wednesday we have our parent night, and then the finalists that we have, and there's finalists from elementary, intermediate, all across, all the way up to high school. Then those pieces go to the big rodeo show at the Reliance Center, and what's really exciting about that is that there's this great opportunity for, you know, those finalists, if you are an award winner at that venue, then your piece, a child's piece, can be auctioned or purchased, and we're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And you know, A-Leaf has really represented very well in that area. You know, and it's great because that money becomes money for their college fund.
Yeah.
So you know, you could have an elementary student that does really well. I mean, we're talking thousands, $10,000 and above that can be put forth to their college education. So that's a really, you know, that's obviously
that's so
the event
awesome.
That we're all really excited about right now. And then at the beginning of the year, we always start with International Dot Day, and that's a celebration. It's based off a book by Peter H. Reynolds, and he wrote this really great book that's really about making your own mark and finding your voice as an artist. And every school celebrates it's a little bit differently. I know I have every student in my school make a dot, and then we make a huge collaborative mural. But, you know, all schools are kind of like given the leeway to kind of develop their own way to celebrate. Mm-hmm. And then in the spring, we have our big art day. And that's kind of similar in a way where the art teacher is going to be working with the staff and administration and teachers at their school to celebrate art on a day. And maybe it might actually be a week. We might kind of extend it out a little bit and participate in different activities, either in the classroom or in some kind of informal way, or something that's getting art to happen outside of the art room. Mm-hmm. I know for us at my school, we usually attach it to our public schools open house. And so we have parents come in with their children, and they do art activities with their teachers during open house, and then I have some other activities for them to do, and then we also have a big art show. So it gives me an opportunity to display all the artwork that we've been doing over the school year.
Yeah, so we do a big, big thing too. Our art teacher usually has, you know, all the grades come together, and we go out on like our hard top and do all kinds of different stations and activities, and invite people in. So that's really cool.
So yeah, it's really neat to see how, you know, when I get together with my art teachers to hear how each teacher is doing it a little bit differently, and I'm doing it this way, and then sometimes it's great for us to really kind of share that out, and then that way we can get new ideas and really you know, change it up from year to year for sure.
How do you inspire them to, you know, participate in different competitions and like the rodeo or just anything like this? How do y'all push them to be motivated about it and, you know, have a passion for it?
You know, I find that my students that really love making art, they're pretty motivated, especially when it comes to some of these competitions where there's a ribbon or a medal or, you know, and then also when we do that, then there's an opportunity for me to take some pictures and put it on Twitter, and they get really excited about that. So, I mean, there's nothing greater to see the pictures of these kids holding their certificates and have their medal on and holding their piece of artwork.
Pride.
Yeah, there's, and you know, and I like doing that at the elementary level, and hoping that that carries on that passion for making the art onto intermediate, middle, and hopefully high school.
Yeah, because y'all are setting the foundation for that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is where it starts.
Yeah, and providing them with experiences to, you know, see what they're interested in. They're just learning, like, you know, they get to come to all of us just as a taste, basically, that building block.
There's and then so much out there.
Branching out when they get to intermediate, middle, and high school.
You know, I have to say, I had a student, we had our Halloween kind of, or our fall festival night, and I had a student, a prior student that I had, come up to me. She was no longer at Hicks, but she was in I think she was in middle school at that point. And she said to me, thank you so much for teaching me how to draw, because I'm doing so well in my art class.
Wow.
And I was that's like what every teacher, every art teacher in the world wants to hear. So that was really exciting. And that made me think, oh, we're doing the right thing here in A-Leaf. We're really putting that foundation, you know, forward.
For sure.
On top of that, I like same thing. I love when the kids will invite me to their concerts for intermediate or high. I mean, I had kids inviting me to their high school plays, and I'm like, yes, I'll be there.
And
like,
so grown,
I want to see
different.
You succeed, you know, and just getting to see them grow in what we started, you know, as just blossoming. That's it's just, it's really
very
amazing.
Rewarding.
So I'm like, anytime you invite me, yes, I will make time to go. Please,
that's an honor.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes from, you know, like as I'm teaching, or you know, as our teachers are teaching, you know, we're seeing great things happen, and we're like, oh, keep going, keep doing that. That looks fantastic.
Yeah,
keep moving forward. You know, that looks great. So that positive affirmation that really kind of builds them up.
That's awesome. Let's talk about some of the competitions our kids are going on, like the TAEA. There's so many.
Yeah, so there's quite a few, and we're always kind of expanding the different competitions that we do. We start the year with Capital Arts Show, and then there's TASA TASB, then there's Youth Art Month, and then obviously there's Rodeo. And then when we go to the spring, the real big focus becomes TEAM, or what they call VACE, VACE for upper grade levels. That's the Varsity Art Scholastic Competition. I don't know the whole acronym. And then TEAM is for Texas Elementary Education Meet. And then that's another opportunity for students. And we submit, every art teacher submits around 10 pieces across the district. So we have real district-wide participation in that competition. And that's really exciting too. That's where they get a lot of medals and they get really excited about that. I know last year I had three students get top of TEAM, which is really cool because then their piece gets showcased on the TAEA website. Wow. So their parents can actually click and see their child's work on the website, which is neat.
Mm-hmm. Even with the rodeo, I remember a couple of years ago when I went to rodeo, I did see some of our children, students' artwork showcased. And it's to me, I was just like, oh my gosh, Ailey, you don't know the child personally, but you share that joy, you know, and so that's awesome.
Yeah, we really represented well, which really shows, we're on the right track as far as developing that foundation. And
my son, when he was in fourth grade here, he won a, he's seventh grade now, but he won the gold medal for, and when his stuff got to be on display and everything. And so we have it now in a shadow box in the house with the medal. And it was so beautiful. And he was so proud of it. It was still when we were kind of in COVID, and I remember them like telling him he had won the gold medal like over Zoom. And his teacher like had the camera on him while he's on Zoom. And it was like, it was so sweet. And it was such a sweet moment. He's so excited. So now this week for parent night, my kindergartner has a piece going. And so we're very excited to support him and see, his endeavors. But he's the one that really loves art. Our older one is more music, but our younger one is like, I'm an artist. So,
and you really hit a point for parents, and this is one that gives me a lot of joy as an art teacher. Is you get these kids get these great opportunities to make these wonderful pieces of artwork, and they really sometimes they're incredible, and they're really going above and beyond their level, and you get to display them, and the way that parents react to them. And then you also know that that piece of artwork is going to exist for years and years to come. It's going to be a memento. It's going to be, it may not be always on display. It might get into a box somewhere. But at some point, somebody's going to get that piece of artwork out. And they're going to say, I made this in the third grade. I made this in the fifth grade.
For sure.
Right. That's really, really makes me feel special as an art teacher to have that opportunity to make those things for children and for families.
Awesome.
I love that.
Let's talk about District of Distinction. Mm. 5 years in a row.
Fantastic,
right? Awesome. Mm-hmm. That is so good.
What is the criteria? How do we get that? How have we been just so awesome? Or
well, that's a good point. We have been so awesome because this is our fifth year in a row, and we were one of a cohort of districts that was awarded it the very first year that they offered it. And the president of TAEA, she calls us the Sweet 16 districts because there were 16 that achieved that goal. So now there's about 60 districts in the state that have gotten that designation. So what does that mean? There's a criteria that we as teachers and admin are looking for, as far as like we provide evidence that we are doing interdisciplinary lessons, that we're doing lots of events on our campuses like Dot Day and Big Art Day. Things like competitions that we're involved in, and also supporting showcasing our work in displays across the district, in our buildings, and then also, putting them on X, putting them on Twitter, whatever you want to call it now, and really showcasing as much as we can. So it really is a criteria that says, these districts or districts that get to that district of distinction are performing at the highest level and providing their students the best opportunities available.
For sure. Right.
So that's really, we're really, really proud of that. We're just going to keep it going. We're just going to keep
on.
That's a huge deal.
10 more years, 50 years, whatever. keep it coming.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that we want to highlight? Anything music or arts related that you want our viewers to know about? Or we can just remind them about the two events that are coming up for both of the departments.
Yeah, we're just really excited about the ballet this week. Next weekend on the 9th and 10th are the performances, Kerr High School. Tickets are still available. Yes. Not very many, but tickets are still available. And just come out and see a really cute show and support our kids. Sure. They're excited and ready to get on the stage and awesome. Just show you what they've been doing since.
I want to see it.
Like, yeah, it's like September or they've been practicing. So, I mean, wow. It's going to be really good. So
yeah. It'll be cute. Too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, we have that big rodeo. Next yeah. week's rodeo week. Yes. So I'm excited about that.
And it's open to all at MADA?
It's a parent night.
Okay,
so
got it. Okay.
I think that might be pretty exclusive for parents,
mm-hmm.
And families. But yeah, that's the next big event.
Awesome.
And then from there, we'll have our spring competitions. But yeah. There's always yeah. things.
There's always something
there's
happening.
There's always something yeah. happening.
And when they make it to rodeo, when it's being showcased, and anyone can go view it and
yeah.
see it and click a picture and tweet it out.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for yeah. being here with us.
Thank you.
It was a joy. Yeah. And keep supporting. Keep doing what's best for our children, as
absolutely.
You already are. And keep supporting Fine Arts.
Yes,
thank you
please.
So much. And don't forget to tune in to our next episode. Thank you for watching. Bye.
Bye.